Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Monday, September 14th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or a 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your jobs in Hardy County. Warren Averett Staffing and Recruiting in Bowling Green is looking for an accounts payable specialist. Requirements include at least 5 years of experience, an associate's degree or higher, understanding of bookkeeping procedures and job functions, and proficiency in QuickBooks and Excel. Bay Street Medical in Wauchula is looking for a medical office assistant and receptionist. 1 year medical experience is required. Individuals with Spanish fluency are encouraged to apply. Barkman Honey in Arcadia is looking for a facility production leader. Requirements include high attention to detail and basic computer skills, safety consciousness, and can safely operate a forklift, effective communication skills with teamwork, and effective usage of power and hand tools. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 75%. Heat index is 97. Wind southeast at 9.2 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.02 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 8:11 a.m. Eastern Time. Rest of today, scattered showers in the morning, isolated thunderstorms, widespread showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 80%. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms early in the evening, then mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the late evening and early morning. Partly cloudy toward morning, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cornucopia Farms is completing its first hydroponic greenhouse with production of lettuce and herbs starting in October. ThePacker.com reports the 56,000-square-foot facility in Avira, Georgia, about 2 hours east of Atlanta, will grow lettuces including romaine, bib, and red and green leaf. Expansion plans have already been set, growing to 112,000 square feet in the first quarter of 2021 and eventually to 660,000 square feet. Projections put production at 12 million heads of lettuce and 2 million pounds of culinary herbs per year. Impacts of the pandemic continue to reverberate through the meat business. An American Farm Bureau Federation analysis shows the gap between the retail price and farm price of beef is the largest in 50 years of record keeping, and a similar gap exists in pork. While pandemic-related demand boosted retail prices, slowdowns at meat processing plants led to a backup of animals in the marketing chain that drove farmers' prices down. Florida Farm Bureau will contribute nearly 121,000 jars of peanut butter to Florida food banks statewide to help families facing hunger due to the pandemic. Florida Farm Bureau is working with Peanut Proud to deliver 84 pallets of peanut butter to Feeding Florida food banks. The shipments will be to Feeding Tampa Bay, Feeding Northeast Florida, Feeding the Gulf Coast, and Second Harvest of the Big Bend, covering 36 counties.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Science continues to reveal the importance of soil microbes for our agricultural crops. Dr. Sarah Strauss at the University of Florida is analyzing the impact of cover crops in citrus to see if they increase the presence of these microbes.
Most of the research that's been done over the years with cover crops and their potential benefits to plant production, soil health, soil organic matter have been done in row crops and corn, cotton, soybean, and things like that, which obviously have a very different growing strategy than citrus trees or any other tree crop for that matter. Started talking to some folks and some growers and found that there were a couple that were doing it and then a couple that were very interested. And so in conjunction with some grower conversations, realized that we didn't have a lot of information on some of the changes that could occur in soils, both nutrient-wise, root growth-wise, microbially, and potentially changes to the trees. And that hadn't been quantified for citrus. And so we wanted to try and start to get an idea of what are those actual changes, what are the measurable changes that we might see or might not see by using cover crops in citrus.
Dr. Strauss says the research team also includes an economist to see that these practices are not only feasible, but economical for growers.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the Business News Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Following a mixed close on Friday, Wall Street greeting the new trading week with a powerful rally. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all sharply higher at mid-morning. Optimism over the prospects for a coronavirus vaccine not only giving Wall Street a shot in the arm, European stocks rose as well on Monday. The CEO of Pfizer says work on a vaccine is progressing nicely, says a safe and effective vaccine could be ready for distribution by year's end. It appears Oracle has beaten Microsoft in the bidding to buy the American operations of the video app TikTok. Microsoft out with a statement saying that TikTok's owner, ByteDance, rejected Microsoft's offer. Microsoft had teamed up with Walmart in the bid. President Trump had threatened to shut down TikTok's American operations over national security concerns unless it was sold to a U.S. entity. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with the NFL on the first Sunday of the strange new season. In the nightcap, the Rams eked out a 2017 win over Dallas. It was the Saints beating Tom Brady and his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 34-23. Arizona 24, San Francisco 20, the Chargers over the Bengals 16-13. The Bears got the better of Detroit 27-23, while the Ravens punished Cleveland 38-6, the final there. It was New England 21, Miami 11, the Redskins over Philadelphia 27-17. Seattle beat out a 38-25 win over the Atlanta Falcons, while the Bills topped the Jets 27-17. It was the Raiders over Carolina 34-30. Jacksonville had too much for Indianapolis 27-20. And the Green Bay Packers opened their season with a 43-34 win over the Vikings. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to NBA playoff action, the Denver Nuggets force a seventh game against the Clippers, winning yesterday 111-98. In the National Hockey League playoffs yesterday, it was the Lightning over the Islanders 4-1. Major League Baseball Sunday, Yankees 3, Orioles 1, Boston beat Tampa Bay 6-3. It was the White Sox over Denver 5-2, while Texas topped the A's 6-3, Twins 7, Indians 5. In the National League, a couple of doubleheaders, Miami beat Philadelphia twice 2-1 and 8-1. San Diego took a pair off the Giants 6-0 and 3-1. Elsewhere, the Reds beat St. Louis 10-5, Cubs all over Milwaukee 12-0, and Atlanta beat the Nationals again by an 8-4 score. In interleague play, Kansas City 11, Pittsburgh nothing. The Angels beat Colorado 5-3. It was the Blue Jays over the Mets 7-3. Same score, Seattle beat Arizona Dodgers 8 and Houston 1. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time here with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: flattery is like cologne water. It is to be smelt, not swallowed. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.